Hello, once again, we welcome you to another edition of the Noble Works Podcast. I am your host, Cecil T. Ford, and today we will cover a most important topic, the topic or subject of bullying. This is a prominent topic as there is a lot of discussion going around nowadays about bullying. First, what is bullying? Bullying is a toxic and destructive behavior rooted in verbal abuse, threats, or even violence. This practice goes on at every level in our society, from the highest levels of government to our religious institutions, the workplace, the criminal justice system, and even in our homes. This behavior is carried out by a person or persons who seek control. They seek to gain the advantage of others. They prey on those who are vulnerable, weak, unsuspecting, or those who don't have the will to fight back. Oftentimes, bullies make their way to leadership positions where they seek to rule over others through the means of fear, manipulation, intimidation, condemnation, or guilt projection. Such a person possesses little to no leadership ability. They have no ability to inspire or motivate others. They have poor communication skills. They are unable to persuade, and therefore they resort to the low-end tactics of bullying to get their way. They intend to have their voices heard. They intend to have things carried out their way. Oftentimes, when you pull back the curtain in the lives of these individuals, you will see that they are lacking very much in self-discipline. They are not in control of their own circumstances, but they spend most of their time placing demands on others. They also take the passive-aggressive route in a means to get things done. Passive aggression is a non-direct way of making your voice heard. Bullies are not concerned about the feelings or the concerns or the position of those who they seek to take advantage of. The intent is for them to get what they want, when they want it, and how they want it. Bullies are overly critical of others, and they are easy to anger when they don't get their way. Those who practice the behavior of bullying do not talk to you. They talk at you. They talk against you, they talk over top of you, and they talk down to you. These persons are selfish. They are self-centered, self-absorbed, and most of all, self-serving. You can stand against bullying by not heeding their words and not following their leads. Separate yourself from such a person. If you allow this toxic and destructive behavior to continue to be directed toward you, you become an enabler. You are supportive of what they do. You are a victim, and you need to stand against it. If you are being subjected to verbal assault, fear, guilt, condemnation, manipulation, intimidation, criticism, judgmentalism, passive-aggressive behaviors, then you need to undo and look to separate yourself from these circumstances. Do not be afraid or ashamed to tell someone that you are in this type of situation. The only strength and power that a bully has are these controlling and destructive tactics that you allow them to get away with. One of the more prominent displays of bullying is happening right at the top. Just take a look at the 2017 White House. We again thank you, and we continue to invite you to tuning in to the Noble Works Podcast.